Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our worship services are at 9 and 10:45 a.m. on Sundays. Welcome to Monday Coffee with Jordan. In this short podcast, Jordan will share with you inspiration and hope to start off your new week, because we're all in this together. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Monday Coffee with me, Pastor Jordan. And I have my coffee right here with my pumpkin spice creamer in it, as we talked about last week. But this week, one of the things giving me hope is our youth group has been using the office to talk about things of God and the divine. And so this last week, we talked about how there's sacred in the ordinary. And if you go to New Hope, you know that that is one of our values, that we try and seek out the sacred in the ordinary. Or if you're used to VBS, God sightings. Where do you see God in your everyday life? And so sometimes we think we have to have a special connection to God, or we have to study a lot about the Bible in order to understand God or see God. But I think the thing we forget most often is that God uses ordinary things and people to show up. So if you think about, like in the Old Testament, there are times when God shows up as a cloud, as a bush. In the New Testament, Jesus, when he tells parables, is using everyday ordinary things like seeds, agriculture. And then even if you think about communion, that is what Jesus is using is ordinary everyday things, bread, juice, wine, that we have all around us. He's making these ordinary things sacred. And so for you this week, one of the things that encourages me about this is that God is everywhere. We just need to wake up and see where God is present. Sometimes we're looking in the wrong places. Sometimes we're not even paying attention because we can't even be present to the reality of God before us. And it also doesn't have to be these huge moments, these huge mystical or profound moments. It could be very subtle things like your spouse getting you coffee in the morning. Or maybe you see God in your child in the way that they had love and compassion for you that day. Or maybe it's a coworker just kind of taking the opportunity to not throw you under the bus. But there are little ways that you can see the image of God showing up every day in your life, even in the ordinary. So this week with the office, with the youth group, we talked about how that show takes place in an office. And there's nothing extraordinary about an office. It's pretty mundane. It's pretty boring. But the things that happened in that show within that office, between the relationships between each person and sometimes some of the antics that they get up to, make that place extraordinary. That place itself isn't the extraordinary part, but it's the experience that took place in there. And so if you think about all of the biblical stories of Jesus feeding the 5,000, a lot of people go there in Israel where they think it took place. And they just want to see where it took place, the place, because it makes it more true to them. But I think sometimes we attach too much to the things and the places, because what's really going on is the experience and what was happening there than just the place. Places and things become sacred because of an experience that happened there or with it. It's not the thing exactly, but it is the experience. It's God showing up. It's that thin place. So as you go out this week, I encourage you to just kind of seek out God in the ordinary. Maybe it's on your drive to work. Maybe it's dropping your kids off at school. Maybe it's in that quiet moment you have by yourself. So use prayer, use devotion, use maybe your exercise or your things that fill you up each week, whether it's hiking or running or maybe just spending time with family, but seek out God in the ordinary life that you live every day. And we will see you next week.